All right, make sure you're in fellowship as we resume here. Pharaoh has recalled his dream for Joseph. There from the first person direct discourse. The two major things that probably stand out in regards to the dream in its contrast to the first narrative was Pharaoh's amazement in regards to the heifers, the gaunt, thin heifers not appearing any different after consuming all the beef on the hoof around them. This will be key to Joseph's interpretation in part in regards to the dream. And then the second thing was his omission of the wise men that he called upon to help interpret. He simply mentions the magicians, which are those involved in the occultic practices. It represents their pagan religion of their time in Egypt. And hence, it recognizes already, you can see Pharaoh is just brain turning here, basically in this thing, that his gods that they serve could not interpret Joseph. Supposedly, his God will provide interpretation, and hence it continues to reference the aspect of witness that underwrites all this that's going on. Yes, there are parts of the Bible, Old Testament, that obviously are simply historical narrative, but I believe much, if not most, spiritual principles in these historical narratives are overlooked. That are there for those who will dive in and look at it closely rather than try to run a race how fast we can get through this. That's the way historical narratives are generally dealt with. It's just history. Let's get through this, blow through it, and move on and cover the ground that we can. And then you miss all the pearls that are embedded. But anyway. Here, now we have Joseph's interpretation of Pharaoh's dream. This is our next block of verses, verses 25 through 32. Again, we'll look at the Hebrew to begin with. Now Joseph said to Pharaoh, while consecutive Amar, he said, Cal Perfect Third Master Singer, A-M-A-R, Joseph, proper noun, speaking to Pharaoh, preposition L. Again, they are face-to-face here in this encounter. El to Pharaoh, proper noun. Then Pharaoh's dreams are one, and the English New American Standard applies and the same. You have literally the dreams of Pharaoh. First, you had the common masculine singular noun, Chalom, C H A L O M, and the construct the dreams of Pharaoh, proper noun, are one or singular, if you will, adjective masculine singular, absolute Echad, E C H A D. Are singular or one and the same, one of the same would be the literal rendering here. You have the identical pronoun here, third masculine singular, who, H-U, one, the same. Then you have the sign of the direct object, followed with the relative pronoun, a share of which. Not in your English there. Then God has told the Pharaoh what he is about to do. Definite article or noun for God, Elohim, common masculine plural absolute, E-L-O-H-I-Y-M. What he is doing literally, you have a cow participle masculine singular absolute, Asah, A-S-A-H, of which the God literally is doing. He has caused to tell or make known to Pharaoh. It's your literal Hebrew. You have the Hifil perfect verb, third masculine singular, Nagad, N-A-G-A-D, caused to tell. Prepositional Amid, proper noun, Pharaoh. So that verse makes it very clear that the dreams were induced by God. Verse 26. The seven good cows are 7 years. Surprise, surprise. You have the adjective, feminine singular, absolute, Sheba, seven, S-H-E-B-A. Heifers, cows, para, common feminine plural absolute, P-A-R-A-H. Here are the good ones, definite article with our adjective, tov, T-O-B, feminine plural absolute. Our 7 years, Sheba, repeated. Followed with our noun for years here, common feminine plural, shana, S-H-A-N-A-H. And the seven good ears or 7 years, the dreams are one and the same. You have the pronoun, third feminine plural, henna, H-E-N-N-A, they themselves, emphatic, are they themselves, finishing the first part, 7 years, are they themselves. That's the Hebrew. Then you have the wow conjunction, or adjective seven again, sheva, S-H-E-B-E-A, definite article, has a grain, common feminine plural absolute, shibboleth, S-H-I-B-B-O-L-E-T-H. The good ones again, definite article, adjective tob, T-O-B, feminine plural absolute, seven, adjective sheva, again, year, shana, common feminine plural noun, S-H-A-N-A-H. Are they themselves, henna, pronoun, third feminine plural, H-E-N-N-A. And the dreams are one and the same. Again, cologne, dreams, masculine singular, and the singular, C-H-A-L-O-M, are one, adjective akad, A-C-H-A-D, singular, the same, again, you have the pronoun who, itself, the same one, H-U, again, functioning here as identical adjective in the Hebrew. Verse 27, and the seven lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years. Wow conjunction, Sheba, adjective feminine singular, S-H-E-B-A, heifers, cows, definite article, para, P-A-R-A-H, common feminine plural. Here the lean, the gaunt ones, the thin ones. You have the definite article, adjective feminine plural, rock, R-A-Q. Wow conjunction and ugly, definite article, adjective feminine plural, raw. The bad ones, R-A. Coming up, came up, is your definite article with the participle, cow participle, feminine plural, absolute, Allah, the ones ascending, hence a substantival, A-L-L-A-H. After them, adverb akare with the third feminine plural, suffix, A-C-H-A-R-E-Y. They are 7 years, Sheba, S-H-E-B-A, years, Shana, noun, common feminine plural, S-H-A-N-A-H. They are they themselves, henna, pronoun, repeated, same construction as before. And the seventh in years scorched by the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. Wow conjunction, number Sheva again, number seven, S-H-E-B-A, definite article, has a grain, shibboleth, common feminine plural noun, S-H-I-B-B-O-L-E-T-H, definite article. Here the thin, or we have a different word for thin here, is adjective feminine plural absolute, rek, R-E-Y-Q, literally means empty. We saw it back in chapter 37, verse 24. The depleted ones, if you will, would be a literal rendering, hence thin. Having been scorched by or of the east wind, cow participle, feminine plural construct, that is, common feminine plural construct, shadath, S-H-D-A-P-H. By the East Wind, definite article, common national singer noun, Qadim, Q-A-D-I-Y-N. Then you have the cow in perfect third masculine plural verb, haya, H-A-Y-A-H. They will become 7 years of famine. Sheva, adjective, again, feminine singer, year, shana, common feminine plural, construct, S-H-A-N-A-H. Then our word famine literally means to be hungry. Common masculine singer, absolute, rav, R-A-A-V. Verse 28, Joseph interjects, "It is as I have spoken to Pharaoh." God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. You have the pronoun who, it itself, third masculine singer, H-U. Then you have the definite article on our noun for matter, thing, common masculine singer, absolute, davar. It itself, the matter, as is how the English translated. Then you have the relative pronoun asher, A-S-H-E-R. I have spoken. Here you see davar repeated, as is translated in its two different ways there. Matter one time, speaking another. PL, perfect first common singular, the PL form, to speak, D-A-B-A-R. To Pharaoh, preposition L, E-L, proper noun. Then you have the relative pronoun to share, repeated, S-H-A-E-R, which or that. And then the God, definite article, common masculine plural, absolute, Elohim. It's kind of like Joseph picks up on some of these innuendos, inferences. E-L-O-H-I-Y-M, the God, in contrast to the magician's God. Keeping everything in perspective here. His doing, what he is about to do. First you have the cow participle, masculine singular absolute, asah, A-S-A-H, his doing. He has caused to reveal to Pharaoh. Gifil, perfect third masculine singular, ra'ah, caused to see, caused to reveal, R-A-A-H, sign direct, object, proper noun, Pharaoh. Verse 29. Behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming in all the land of Egypt. First, the good news. Interjectory particle henna, H-I-N-E-N-E-H. Behold, seven, sheva, S-H-E-B-A, adjective feminine singular, year, shana, S-H-A-N-A-H, common feminine plural absolute, are coming is your participial form of the cow verb, feminine plural absolute, bo. Here, abundance is your common masculine singular noun, shaba, S-H-A-B-A, plenty or abundance. Here, great abundance. You have the adjective masculine singular absolute followed with our word gadol, great. Are coming plenty, great abundance, G-A-D-O-L. In all the land of Egypt, preposition bet, noun kol, K-O-L, common masculine singular, all, eretz, land, E-R-E-T-S, common feminine singular, Egypt. Then the bad news. And after them, 7 years of famine will come. And all the abundance will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine will ravage the land. So, wow, consecutive. Cow, perfect third common plural verb, kum, Q-U-M. Literally means arise or stand. And arising after is the idea. Will come is how it's translated. It will become prominent. That's the idea here, to stand, to arise. Sheva, 7 years, shana, common feminine plural construct, S-H-A-N-A-H, of famine, hunger, common masculine singular absolute, ra'av, R-A-A-V. After them, adverb, third feminine plural, suffix, akare, A-C-H-E-R-E-Y. And while consecutive, Then our verb to forget, nithal, passive, perfect third masculine singular, shakach, S-H-A-K-A-C-H. It will be forgotten. All the abundance. Common masculine singular, struck coal, all of, definite article, common masculine singular, absolute, sava, repeated, abundance, the plenty, plentiful times, S-A-B-A, land of, preposition it, bet, followed with eretz, E-R-E-T-S, land, Egypt, proper noun. And then you have the verb to ravage, will ravage. Here is appeal, perfect third masculine singular, kala, K-A-L-A-H, it will utterly consume, completely. Going to be a pretty bad 7 years. Hence, ravage is a good word for that. The famine, the land, it will ravage, the famine will ravage the land. Common masculine singular absolute, rob, famine, hunger, R-A-A-B, sign a direct object to know what it will ravage. Definite article, eretz, the land, E-R-E-T-S. Dust bowl in Egypt. So this had relatives that lived in a dust bowl in Oklahoma. You hear some of the stories. Shut their windows, shut their doors, dust everything. 10 minutes later, dust all over it again. So you say, well, you should have waited to be born. But anyway, so, sorry. So the abundance will be unknown in the land because of that subsequent famine, for it will be very severe. So he underscores the severity in regards to the final 7 years, while conjunction, negative particle lo, L-O. Follow with your verb to know, to discern, the fall, imperfect third master singer, yada, Y-A-D-A. It will not be known, the abundance. Definite article, common masculine singular noun, absolute, sava, abundance, plenty, S-A-B-A, in the land, preposition, bet, definite article, eretz, common feminine singular, E-R-T-S, the Hebrew language, obviously, relating to the forgetting is in regards to the first 7 years. Something so bad that you can't even recall how good it used to be. That's the idea that's going on here. Preposition men, from, and then you have the common both plural construct, paneh, from the presence of, the face of, literally P-A-N-E-H, the famine, definite article, rav, common masculine singular, R-A-A-B, the same one, subsequent, you have the definite article, plus the pronoun who, followed with the adverb akare, afterwards, A-C-H-A-R-E-Y, followed with the adverb ken, K-E-N, as or thus, that's your Hebrew. It will not be known the abundance in the land from the presence of the famine, the same one afterwards, after 7 good years. Thus, so for, because, conjunction key, K-I-Y, gives it cause why, it will not be known. You have the adjective masculine singular absolute, kaved, K-A-B-E-D, great is it, pronoun who, third masculine singular, H-U, great, exceedingly. Put those two adjectives together. That's just how devastating this whole thing is going to be. Adverb meod. Severely great it is. M-E-O-D. Not only how widespread it might be, but the severity of drought and damage to the soil and things of this nature. The livestock, the will all be impacted, the fields, the farming, etc. verse 32. Now, as for the repeating of the dream to Pharaoh twice, it means that the matter is determined by God, and God will quickly bring it about. You have the while conjunction, followed with the preposition all, A-L, and with the verb, nifal, verb, infinitive, construct, shana, as for the repetition, the repeating of, the dream, definite article, comma, masculine singular noun, kalom, C-H-A-L-O-M, to Pharaoh, preposition L-E-L, proper noun, Pharaoh. And then you have the common feminine dual absolute, pa'am, literally means a foot or step, footsteps in front of another foot. So you have a sequence of steps is the idea, hence twice. But the dream's in sequence. Conjunction key, that means that the matter is determined by God and God will quickly bring it about. Determined is your nifal participle, masculine singular absolute, kun, K-U-N. It is being established, literally, or determined. The matter, definite article, common masculine singular absolute, are now again dabar, D-A-V-A-R. Then you have the preposition in, men, M-I-N, followed with the preposition M, I-N. The idea here is originally with. Originally with, from with. The God, again, definite article, common masculine singular plural, absolute, Elohim, L-E-O-H-I-Y-M. Wow conjunction. Then our verb to bring about, quickly bring about, is a PL participle, masculine singular absolute, participle, continuous action. You know, God never is asleep in regards to the fulfillment of human history, and his action with it, his interaction with it, is ongoing. It's always ongoing. You may think he's fallen asleep sometimes, but he has not. He is constantly there. PL participle, masculine singular absolute, mahar, M-A-H-A-R, in hastening, quickly bring about. The God repeated, ha Elohim, E-L-H-O-Y-M. Then followed with the preposition lamed, with the cal, infinitive, construct, third masculine singular suffix, asa, infinitive, the purpose here, A-S-H-A, is purposing to do it. He's quickly bringing about the God, his purposing to do it. All right. Next set, next block of verses. Let's read these again. Have it all together. Now Joseph said to Pharaoh, Pharaoh's dreams are one and the same. God has told the Pharaoh what he is about to do. Hence, God induced these dreams. It's divine revelation to Pharaoh. In verse 26, the seven good cows are 7 years, seven good ears are 7 years. The dreams are one and the same. Verse 27, and seven lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years, and seven thin ears scorched by these winds shall be 7 years of famine. Verse 28, it is as I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. Verse 29, behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming in all the land of Egypt. Verse 30, and after them 7 years of famine will come, and all the abundance will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine will ravage the land. Verse 31, so the abundance will be unknown in the land because of that subsequent famine, for it will be very severe. Verse 32, now as for the repeating of the dream to Pharaoh in sequence or twice, it means that the matter is determined by God and God will quickly bring it about. Now this is verses 25 through 32. 1. Joseph delivers his interpretation to Pharaoh with authority. In other words, when Joseph communicated doctrine to others, he didn't mealy-mouth it. He didn't cater. He just simply told it like it is, and he spoke with the authority of the doctrine of which he is communicating. To the opening phrase in verse 25, now Joseph said to Pharaoh, places Pharaoh as the object of address in the face-to-face encounter. Wow, Amar, Joseph L. Pharaoh. Pharaoh is the object of address. 3, Joseph's delivery is of two parts. The interpretative analysis of the dream, if you will, is exegesis one more time. That's the verses we're dealing with here, verses 25 through 32. And then the application in divine guidance it produces, verses 33 through 37. So, as we will see, with sound interpretation comes sound application. It gives you discernment. We have one of these situations, obviously, with the divine viewpoint, much of our applications are pretty straightforward as issued by the royal imperatives, what we're told not to do, to do, etc. But there's some doctrine that you have to put the doctrine together with discernment to come about in regards to the right application. And here, as it is, you're dealing with a prophetic feature in regards to these dreams. And so it is in regards to prophecy. A prophecy doesn't that we learn doesn't say what to do or not to do. But with it, you come in correct interpretation, understanding of it, you know what to do in application by doctrine. So you have two parts that are here. First, he's going to interpret. Then he's going to show the wisdom of sound interpretation in providing a solution for the dilemma. For Joseph now in interpretation first validates what Pharaoh has surmised. Quote, Pharaoh's dreams are one and the same. Kalom Pharaoh Akad Hu. As we mentioned, Pharaoh singular use of our word Kalom, dream, back in verses 17 and 22 as he detailed the dream to Joseph. So, Pharaoh, that part is correct. 5, he then informs Pharaoh that he has been the object of divine revelation. Quote, God has told to Pharaoh what he is about to do. Asher ha Elohim asa agad lamed Pharaoh, end quotes. So God's been talking to you, Pharaoh. That's what he's saying. He's revealed to you in this dream the future of the history of your nation. It's fun sometimes just to put yourself in these people's shoes, and here's Pharaoh hearing this stuff. God talked to me. Jeez. So he informs Pharaoh, point 5, that he has been the object of divine revelation. God has told the Pharaoh what he is about to do. 6, how blessed is Pharaoh that God has chosen to reveal the future to him in prophecy. A blessing indeed. What any positive individual wouldn't love to have a direct twitch from God. You think of the writers of the scriptures, those who reveal prophecies and dreams. Joseph, he fully understood that in his dreams, and the dreams that he had in regards to his own person. A direct communique from God in this way. So, an immense blessing. We might look at it, the blessing of the Bible, that God has provided for us the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, that has the content of God's revelation to us in a written form. See? So how blessed, point 6, is Pharaoh that God has chosen to reveal the future to him in prophecy. A believer, if you will, at this point in time, still in his life. 7, yet the irony remains that even though God revealed his plan via a dream to Pharaoh, he remained helpless as to his understanding. Here you have principal gap coming into focus in regards to as we understand understandings of the scripture. See, people have access to the Bible, but a lot of good it does them. if they will not function under a gap, how dependent they are still in regards to the particular spiritual gifts, etc., in regards to the interpretation and understanding of it. So, as blessed as he is, that God directly intervened in his life with this dream to reveal the future of his nation that he's in charge of, how helpless he is in spite of it, because no one can interpret it for him. So, eight, this again illustrates the necessity of the gap system for interpretation to include a divinely filled or inspired interpreter. The communicator of Bible doctrine, the interpreter of it, understand that the sound interpretation comes from the spirit-filled communicator. This is a system that God has set up. Today, that communicator is fulfilled corporally in regards to the church through the pastor teacher. And you may have others that have the gift of teaching as they relate to and work on interpretation for children and things in the prep school. We understand that. But the primary communicator rests on the shoulders of the pastor teacher, which is a spiritual gift given to particular males to carry the church throughout with respect to interpreting the books of the Bible. And then all this must operate under the gap system. I've got a study and fellowship. At least that gives me the advantage of producing for you some notes that are accurate. Hopefully I teach it in fellowship, so that produces for me some good SG3 maybe one of these days. And you've got to be in fellowship in regards to listening to it. Probably some of us. And remember, if we came out of a religious background other than sound doctrinal teaching to begin with, trying to read the Bible on our own, or even being around in Sunday school and all these other things. And even then, how dependent one was in regards to who was heading the Bible study or the class or whatever. Well, all this points to the system that God has designed in the communication of the Bible and the necessity for gap. What a great blessing to have divine revelation for us in written form in the 66 books of the Bible. But it does you no good if you're not going to align yourselves with the proper chain of command under the communicating system, a gap that God has established to understand it. And first and foremost, that means you've got to become a believer. Second of all, it means you need to be a spirit-filled believer. Third of all, it means you need to submit yourself to the authority of one with a communicative gift, the pastor teacher, in the period of the church age to have a full understanding and appreciation and in-depth look in regards to the scriptures. So, again, these examples that come out of this are quite phenomenal to me because they validate so many principles that we have leaned on and proclaimed for many years, and to see it in application. I just love that stuff. It's very encouraging. Yeah, we're doing it right. We are doing it right. See, that's what I walk away from. Point 9, now in verses 26 through 27, Joseph interprets the significance of the number 7. 7 good cows are 7 years, the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dreams are one and the same, verse 26. And then the 7 lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years, and 7 thin and worse ears scorched by the east wind, heads of grain, will be 7 years of famine, verse 27. So 10, as with the dreams of the wine steward and the baker, the symbolism of numbers indicates a specific period of time. which the student that would have looked at the preview of this dream by Moses could have said, well, the seven, based on the previous interpretation, looks at a period of time. And there, the number three was the symbolism, and there it symbolized days. Here, seven symbolized years. That was back in 12 and 13. The three branches are 3 days, verse 12, Joseph interpreting the wine steward's dream. Verse 13, within three more days. There, in verse 18, in regards to chief chef, three baskets are 3 days in his case. 19 and 20, within three more days. I love the language. He tells the chief baker, your head will be lifted up. And he tells the chief chef, your head's going to be lifted up too. But not quite the same way. Is that Joseph's sense of humor? I don't know. Anyway. So again, on the third day, verse 20. All right. So, 11 is a contrast between, quote, good and bad, end quote, and the sequence of appearances suggests the prophecy here occurs over a 14-year period of time in its totality. 7 and 7. So 12, that the latter 7 years are specified now by Joseph to be a period of famine, or now Ra'av, to hunger. It is not entirely speculation that Pharaoh is able to now guess that the first 7 years means fruitful productivity. The Pharaoh is a sharp individual. I mean, history validates that. How sharp is this guy? Joseph, you're my go-to guy. That's how sharp this guy was. On the ball. What a great leader for Egypt. You picture him as Joseph starts to unfold the interpretation of how quick he's picking up on stuff here. And we're not entirely guessing that the final 7 years is famine. Well, that must mean the fat, good cows and the many heads of grain on a single stalk. It means there's a 7 good years that's going to be involved in this. So 13, he is putting together the fact that his nation will be productive, then under duress as foreseen by God. And this comes out in the language. Subtle, but it is there. And that's verse 28. Point 14, verse 28, is as if Joseph sees Pharaoh now getting the gist of the dream and validates his thinking, it is as I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown to Pharaoh that what he is about to do. Why does he interject this comment again? He's already told him, God's speaking to you, Pharaoh. God's showing you what he's about to do. Why does he interject this again? That's what the student asked himself. See? That's a hoo-ha, Dabar, Asher, Dabar, El Pharaoh, Asher, Ha Elohim, Asara, Pharaoh. Probably see what goes on in my mind to entertain myself when I'm studying sometimes. Hoo-ha. 15, Joseph's words here are as if to say, quote, yes, your thinking is accurate. It is as I've spoken to Pharaoh. Yes, it's exactly as I'm speaking to you. You can see it in his face. God is revealing the truth as to his plan. God has shown to Pharaoh what he's about to do. And my throat is all that had it today. It's been a little rough the last couple of days, so we're going to call it right here. I'll go gargle with warm salt water later, and we'll pick this up Tuesday. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, can you enlighten us these things? In Jesus' name, amen.